Hi there, Christoph Trapp here, and I'd like to talk about how stories are everywhere today, everywhere. One example has been my Daily Moments project. Every day, I go to the website authenticstorytelling.net and I share one moment that I'm thankful for or that was kind of interesting or something great that has happened, and I share it, and usually they're pretty short. Today, actually, what happened, it's a little bit of a longer story, and we'll make a blog post out of it here, just to dive a little deeper and also use it as an example how stories happen everywhere. There's so many stories around us. Once your organization decides to have a content strategy and share things that are related to a mission, to whatever it is that you stand for, sharing stories is easy. They happen. They're all around us. It's really not that difficult. In fact, usually it'll go the other way where you won't be able to have enough time to share all the stories that are actually out there. So here's my example, and this is also my daily moment for today. I was walking into a building in downtown Cedar Rapids, four floors in the building, and you know, since 2007 or so, I've lost 130 pounds. So I try to be fitness conscious. I go to the gym in the morning. I try to take the stairs. If I have a meeting around downtown, I walk to it, even when it's cold. Like right now, we're in Iowa. It's still fairly cold, middle of January here. But I walk. So I walk into this building, and there's the elevators. Gentleman is standing in front of the elevators in a suit, I think. Winter jacket, and don't know him. I still don't know him. And I walk by and I say hi or hello or whatever, something. I greet him, and he says, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And I said, "I'm great. Have a good day." And I'm on my way up the steps, right? Because I'm trying to make it up the fourth floor. So I'm heading to the steps, and before I know it, he is right on my heels. And he says, how's that for suspense, right? Every story needs a little bit of suspense every once in a while. Not artificially, but every once in a while, it's okay. So this is really not the best example for suspense, but he's right on my heels. And he says to me, "Oh, you convinced me." I say, "Excuse me?" He said, "You convinced me. I'm going to take the steps." We get to the second floor, and he says, well, this is four floors, though, but it's a... how do you get to the third through the fourth floor?" So I show him the way, and we walk up, and I said, "Well, I always take the steps. It's kind of it's a good workout. It's fairly easy, and I think sometimes you actually, some buildings, you're faster if you walk than wait for the elevator." And we talk, and he says, we get to the fourth floor, and he says to me, "Well, thanks for making me take the steps, or thanks for getting me thinking about, or thanks for convincing me." I obviously didn't make him. I didn't even know he was considering it. But the bottom line is, both of us took the steps. We influenced each other, part of the community, and we had a healthy, healthy walk up four flights of steps. So it's just kind of nice. And then he thanked me for something that I didn't even know that I had done or that I was going to do. I mean, I was just saying hello. So great to see, great to be part of community. It made you kind of feel appreciated for something you didn't even see coming. But as you can see, there's 100 different stories you can pull out of this, right? This is the story that just happened, made me feel good. There's my daily moment. The other story is, how do we, if we're trying to be a healthy community, how do we model each other? How do we copy each other, right? Social connectedness, social validation here. I mean, you see other people do something, you do it too. I'm thinking of, there's some illegal left turns in the town I live in, and what happens is everybody makes that left turn. The person in front makes it, The next person makes it. The next person makes it. Everybody makes it, right? It's like social validation where everybody's doing it, so we're okay because, right? If they're doing it, it's fine. Same thing with being healthy. So, you know, we could share a story about how do we share things, how do we copy things as part of the community. More people walk into lunch, right? How do we, hey, that sounds like a good idea. I walk to lunch. We have a walking meeting somewhere. I think the Blue Zones Project, which is currently in Cedar Rapids here, and other Iowa communities, they have like stickers to give to people who have walking meetings, right? I have a walking meeting. Not only do I have a meeting now, and I'm walking, and I get a little exercise, but I'm also declaring publicly what I'm doing, so other people can see it, and other people can do it. So that story could be used as an example of, you know, how do we share and copy things off of each other to reach certain goals. So again, as I said, plenty of stories out there, so many to share. And then how do you share them? You know, what's the best channel? You hear me talk about, write about here at the Authentic Storytelling Project about how do we pick the best channels and the best method. So let me give you an example. So it's like 7 o'clock. Central time. I typically go to bed around 8 o'clock or so, maybe a little later, so I can go to the gym most mornings. And I don't have time today, tonight, to write a 400, 500, 600, 700 word article about this. But I thought it was kind of worth sharing. And so what did I do? I took my podcast app on my iPad and I just shared my blog post as a podcast, and here it is. And I probably most likely will have a little bit of summary at the front and some links to the podcast app. This is a great app. I think it's like $1.99 or $2.99 in the App Store. I think it is for iPhone and iPad. I'm not sure if there's an Android version, but you can download it and you can record a podcast on your iPad or iPhone, directly upload it to your WordPress site. As you know, we like WordPress around here. Upload it to your WordPress site, and there it is. And it's done. It's easy. Now, if you do stumble, I'm not sure there's an option to edit. There might be, but I haven't figured out how to use it, so I just try to talk and talk and talk until I'm done and I have nothing else to say. But there are different channels. So if you can do a 1,000-word article, do a podcast. If you can't do a podcast, do a quick video, right? Put the camera in front of you, record yourself, make sure you look the way you want to look. But there are many, many channels. Sometimes, maybe it's just a social media update and you can do it later on. I schedule my social media updates, as you know, a lot of times. And there's so many out there. Some of them I tried to make into blog posts, but sometimes it doesn't work because there's so many. There's so many stories. Now, one thing to think about as you're thinking about stories, how do you run across these stories? How do you catch them? When I walked up those stairs and I had, and he said, thank you, I thought, that's my daily moment for today. And then I thought, that's like a blog post. And then I got here and it's 6 o'clock. Or whatever it was, and I'm thinking, oh, I was still going to do this blog post, and I'm thinking, oh, but I don't really have time to do this. So I wonder if I could just do a podcast. So here's the podcast. The other thing that really reminded me to do it, because, so at the Authentic Storytelling Project here, what we're trying to do, we're not trying to overdo it. So we try to do one blog post on Mondays that talks about communications. And then we try to do maybe one more on Wednesdays that is a little different. So we do book reviews for the Corridor Business Journal here, corridorbusiness.com. And if they publish one of our reviews, then we will publish it on Wednesdays because we want to kind of give the Monday post some breathing room, obviously. But then on also on Wednesday, sometimes we publish our Q&As with other bloggers who we'd like to feature. So, you know, we featured Liz Lenz, who blogs for the Huffington Post, and used to blog for YourTango.com, and she blogs for another a few other parenting sites. And she's based here out of Eastern Iowa. And we also talked with Cindy Haddish, who has a gardening site. And so we want to highlight those folks and kind of get their take on how do they come up with content and what they do with their audiences, how they measure success, and you know. So you can read those if you like, but there are plenty of ways to share your stories. The thing that happened here with my daily moments, I was sitting here and I'm thinking, oh, I haven't written down my daily moment for today. So it's only like the middle of January and it's become a habit. Every day I started it January 1st. Most people when they do this project, they just kind of throw it in a glass bowl. And then at the end of the year, they come back and they read the little pieces of paper. I've decided that, number one, my handwriting is terrible. Number two, I don't have a glass bowl. Number three, not sure what would find all that paper. And number four, I have this site where I like to share things about storytelling. And surely, if that's what I dream about, talk about, do in my day job and as my hobby, how I should be able to come up with something every day. And so far, it's worked. And this is today's daily moment, a little longer than most. Hope you enjoyed it. Christoph Trapp here.